This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. I got an email the other day suggesting the data stored on my device was worth thousands of dollars. Meanwhile, companies all over the place these days are sucking it up and storing it in the hopes that it is worth something and that users won't care that they're giving it away for free. It sounds like a bunch of bits, but it is much more than that. Rick Smolin is the executive producer of a new documentary and book called The Human Face of Big Data. It airs on PBS tonight. Rick, you think we're in a new era of big data collection?
Some of the stories, your mind is completely boggled by the things that are happening right now today, and this is still the caveman era of big data.
So tell me one.
Well, Francis Collins, who's the head of the National Institute for Health, said that when Steve Jobs was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 8 years ago, they sequenced his genome to try to figure out what the best treatment would be for him. It cost $100,000. Today it costs $300. And he says within 5 years, it'll be a $10 thing that you do at your local pharmacy, and that no doctor will be allowed to prescribe even an Advil without first looking at how it interacts with your genes. So this idea of personalized medicine is just absolutely fascinating.
What's the one thing that you think consumers should be aware of as we go into this future?
We need to realize that every single thing we're doing now is being recorded forever. It's never going to disappear. That, you know, if somebody 10 years ago had said, Ben, could I put a little tracking device in you that would tell me what you're reading, who you're talking to, how long you spent in different times, how you get to work every day, what you're curious about, what you're looking up, you would have said, are you kidding? No way in hell would I let you track me like that.
Yeah.
And now we sleep in front of the Apple store for 3 days for the privilege of paying $800 for a device that does all of that. Everything now has this sort of data exhaust that is being collected and analyzed. And I think we should have the rights to use that and decide what we want to share with other people.
Rick Smolin, he's the executive producer of the documentary, The Human Face of Big Data. Thanks for talking with me, Rick.
Thanks.
The Human Face of Big Data airs tonight on PBS and will be available to watch online tomorrow at curiositystream.com. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report.